What's going on, Bridge fans? It's just Steve out here at Bottles Beverage Superstore in Mount Pleasant. I'm hanging out with my main man, Zach, to talk a little bit about craft beer. Zach, how you feeling?
Doing great. Great summer day in Charleston.
Zach, stoked to talk about craft beer. And one of the main questions that we have is, what makes a craft beer a craft beer?
Well, a lot of people have their own perceptions of what it is. Long ago, the Brewers Association actually came up with some concrete definitions. It's been changed over time, but currently, I mean, the two main things is a craft brewery is small and independent. And what that means, small is they produce 6 million barrels or less a year. A barrel is 31 gallons. And the second thing would be that they are independent. So less than 25% of the brewery must be owned by an outside non-brewer. So if you're a craft brewer and you get your investment from 24% of an outside source, you can still be called craft. If you're owned 26% by an outside entity, you can't call yourself craft. So there's lots of gray area amongst the craft community, but Brewers Association is trying to give us those guidelines to go off of.
So Zach's got all the stats out here, but we're definitely going to discuss a little bit about what's going on here in the local scene. What is the newest brew that you have available these days?
The newest cans that we've gotten locally is a great brewery here in Charleston named Munkle. They have two new cans that they have just dropped. They're Brewk City Brune and the Monk Pils. Both excellent beers. Belgian style is what they focus on. But the Monk Pils is going to be an excellent summer beer for Charleston. Light, crisp, clean, pairs with a lot of food. Definitely crush a few of them at only 5.1%. So one of my new favorites.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, what's the number one seller out here at Bottles that right now?
Craft-wise, it's got to be Coast 3250 Kolsch Style Ale. It is my number one seller for parties, events, just boats, beaches, you name it. It's a German style light hybrid kind of ale. It's a hybrid in that it's ale and a lager. But what I love about it is people that drink maybe non-craft beer, light beers, are okay with drinking it. And people that drink craft beers only are okay with drinking it. Therefore, you get everybody drinking it. And it's awesome.
Everybody's drinking it. All right, Zach. So looking at this store, you have a super duper wide selection out here. I'm going to call this one the player's choice. If there's something that you could choose out of this entire selection, a lot of rows to go through, what's it going to be?
All right, that's a tough decision there. Non-locally, I'm going to say, because I always hold my heart dear to our local breweries, but our number one seasonal beer is Bell's Oberon, and it's number one for a reason. It is a quintessential summer ale made with wheat, light citrusy notes, dry finish, easy to drink, not high alcohol, all the things you need for a summer beer.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, y'all. Well, you know what it takes to be a craft beer. You know you've got the Munkle on deck here. You obviously know that Kolsch is the summer ale that is on top of their game. And Bell's is the player's choice here for Zach at Bottles Beverage Superstore in Mount Pleasant. Thanks for tuning in with 105.5 The Bridge. It's just Steve. All you need.